Hi, and welcome to the SEO Podcast, Unknown Secrets of Internet Marketing. My name is Chris Burris, owner of eWeb Results.
I am Charles Lewis, your client results advocate.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of our podcast. This is podcast number
293.
Yes, as always, we have a tip from our previous podcast, and that tip is use ad text from your paid campaigns that were successful when creating meta descriptions.
Yeah, you want to make sure any ad text you've created that actually worked and converted, use it in your meta description because that'll show in your SERP result and you'll likely increase your conversions.
Conversions! Yeah, that is a great tip from our previous podcast. All right, so please remember we are filming live from Houston, Texas.
Yep.
We are your friendly neighborhood top position snatchers. And our mantra is
don't be a douche.
Do not be a douche.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got a great article
we'll cover today. Punch in the face to Ken Lyons, 7 growth hacks that'll help you drive more qualified traffic. So again, we're talking about content, ladies and gentlemen. Content has been our theme for the last few podcasts.
Lots of content.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Hey, if you're in a position to, you're in front of some sort of electric device, go ahead and tweet now. Tweet now. We're having some, our cameraman is having some out of control flashing. tweet now. What should they tweet, Chuck?
Well, first off, you should tweet hashtag SEO podcast. This is number 293. Be sure to tag us in it at Best SEO Podcast at eWeb Results. That way we can follow you back and do all of our social networking stuff.
Excellent. Hey, if this is the first time you've listened to the podcast, howdy.
Welcome.
Give you a big Texas howdy. Welcome. We're from Houston, Texas. If you've listened to this podcast before, then you know that we run this little tiny competition, and it says if we get a review and at least 10 likes on one of our social platforms,
yep,
then we
skip... 10 likes, 10 followers, 10 pluses, 10 somethings.
Exactly. Then we'll skip this next section, and we're skipping it.
Yeah. I think I followed 13 people.
Yeah, we had 16 new Twitter followers on one of our Twitter accounts, 14 on the other, so we are in good shape. We are skipping right to... Now, what we will say is that you want to be connected to us, ask some questions or whatever.
Yeah, hit us up.
A myriad of ways that you can get in contact with us. I think it's myriad ways, not myriad of ways, which I've never really
because I think
that word.
Myriad kind of indicates of.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So there are myriad ways that you can get in contact with us.
Sounds better with of, though.
It does. It does, yeah. It's going to change eventually, I think. Certainly if the Webster asks me. Who's in charge of grammar anyway? I don't know.
Yeah.
So,
probably Google.
Without a doubt. Actually, we could Google myriad of and myriad
get the answer,
and see what
you're, yeah. Exactly.
So those ways that you can contact us are facebook.com/eWebResults, youtube.com/eWebResults, twitter.com/eWebResults, and instagram.com/eWebResults. eWebResults, yeah, it's all there. So yeah, like us, follow us, harass us,
all
whatever.
Put us up on Instagram, double tap, please.
Yeah. All right, so if you are a PHP expert or a WordPress genius, we're probably looking for you. And if we're looking for you, then you should actually call 713-510-7846. Go ahead and leave an audio resume at that number, and we'll see what happens.
Yep.
We do have a free website analysis available on our website. Our website is ewebresults.com. Mm-hmm. There's a link right there. Remember,
Right there. It's literally three areas. As soon as you pull up the site, the right one says free website analysis. Click that, submit your URL, and be contacted.
And now, if you're in a hurry, you tend to run a little bit behind on those, go ahead and call us or email us, and you can email us podcast@ewebresults.com.
I'm talking about just straight matrix, white room. Just.
Yeah, no, what happened was like, it's not eWeb style, right?
Mouth don't say anything until you figure out what the right one is.
Yep. Yeah. All right. We
it's called my stupid defense mechanism.
Yeah, it's like,
just shut up.
I don't know. Better to be quiet and be perceived as an idiot than to open your mouth and prove it.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Algo, do we have any Algo Cat?
No Algo Cat today.
No Algo Cat. All right.
I do have some news that could have almost been Algo Cat worthy, but it doesn't affect, it's not affects the algorithm, and it doesn't affect search results. So,
okay. So, and it's very important for SEO.
It's more of a pay-per-click feature.
Okay, well then,
lift it out of algo.
Let's cover that after my news, because my news tends to be a little kind of varied. One thing I wanted to talk about is upsociallive.com. Yeah. I was actually at an event in Texas. The Texas governor, Governor Abbott. Governor Abbott. He sponsored an event, Small Business Forum, here in Houston. Mm-hmm. And I was actually broadcasting live, interviewing all sorts of people. I was there with Nolan, a friend of mine that I do a radio show with, Punch in the Face, to Vids Inc., and also to Tessie. She's with Create Artistic Celebrations.
Okay.
She does event planning.
From Microsoft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So really good stuff. And so you can go to UpSocial Live. Now this is kind of cool. Microsoft has invited us to do the same kind of thing. So interview people and to do a whole lot of good value. Mm-hmm. I just got the symbol to keep my eyes open. So they have a big announcement on Tuesday, right? So okay. Tuesday morning they're streaming some huge announcement. And when they're streaming that huge announcement, as soon as that's over, we're going to be at one of the Microsoft stores and interviewing business owners about, hey, what do you think of the announcement? How exciting is this? How's this going to impact your business?
Oh, that's going to be kind of cool.
That's going to be cool. And you will be able to catch that at upsociallive.com.
Yeah, follow us. We'll make sure we tweet those links out at that time so you guys can be aware of that.
All right, next. iPhone is water resistant. I don't know if you saw that. They've put like some stuff in the board, so water may still get in it, but it won't short out, which is the big problem.
It won't get to the circuit board.
Yeah.
Oh, like an O-ring?
yep, right around the circuit board.
Right around, yeah.
A little tiny O-ring. So they're not even marketing it at all.
They shouldn't.
And so what's interesting is I guess they've gone to a continuous platform where you can pay them monthly and get mm-hmm. a new phone every year.
Yep, my son just upgraded to that on Sprint.
So think about that. If they can protect them from water damage, how many more useful phones are they going to get back at the end of those? And kind of cool.
Yeah, makes sense.
Hey, there's an Android phone hack. So this is pretty interesting. If you get a password request screen on your Android mm-hmm. and you get enough characters in that, so it's like, I don't know, 650 characters, mm-hmm. it'll barf you to the homepage.
I was like, okay, you must. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a bug. Wow. And this is finally cool, pretty cool. I actually had a couple people email this or message it to me in Facebook. IBM has used nanotube technologies to make some chips. And mm-hmm. so I don't know if many of you know, the first company that I started in 1991 is SES Research. It's a carbon nanomaterial manufacturing mm-hmm. company, still in business, and nanotubes is one of the things that we sell, and it's kind of cool.
The IBM is using it.
Yep. We're coming to the Moore's Law, which is, I think, every 18 months, computing power doubles is mm-hmm. Moore's Law, but we were coming to the edge of where we could sustainably do that with current technology, so it's going to take something like nanotube technology
go to the next level
to keep going. So that's kind of cool. And you had some news.
Yeah, some news.
Almost
algorithm cataclysm worthy, but definitely worth mentioning today. Especially for my users out there who do paid ads, kind of like me, right? So Google AdWords is introducing, dig this, ad targeting by email address.
Whoa.
So this is really like advanced remarketing, right? Remarketing is people who visited your site before. But now you'll be able to log into AdWords. They have a new tool. It's called Customer Match. You go there, you upload, dig this, all of your customer email addresses. And then if they are logged into Google, YouTube, or any other Google property, as they search, then they will see your ads because they are logged in.
Wow.
Dude, that's phenomenal, dude. Yeah. And so consider, y'all know some guys are like, how does that help? Well, think about if maybe you're in retail service, right? And maybe people have bought products from your site.
Yep.
Or the holidays are coming up. You want to show them ads that they've purchased from you before. Right, you may even give them a specific return visitor type of CTA, like buy from us again and get expedited shipping or get 20% off or whatever it is.
Export your list. Everyone who bought business shoes or business like shoes, tie shoes a year and a half ago, shoelaces.
Everybody.
Right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So, wow. I mean, literally, whatever, you should export your list from MailChimp or Constant Contact and literally import that same list into customer match with Google AdWords. So I like the feature. I'm not sure how privacy is affected.
Yeah,
seems
yeah.
like somewhere along the lines is kind of wrong, but anyway, I
used to remarketing.
Exactly. Yeah. It's my second news.
Well, mostly we got used to it because we kept seeing ourselves. Exactly. Like, remarketing is kind of cool.
Or either us or our clients.
Yeah.
That's all I see. So dig this. You know, so Google Wallet came out some years ago.
Right.
It had a soft splash. Not many people used it. Mainly, it was ahead of its time, to be honest.
Yeah.
There weren't any retail establishments that were ready for it.
And I tried it at one, and it didn't work. And so you have that first experience that
doesn't
work.
Then you do it.
Like you're like, well, you know how you can get in line, and somebody in front of you decides to pay with cash and coins, and you're like, really? Like, just use your card. It's faster. So I felt like I'm trying to use Google Wallet,
so new.
And the register operator doesn't know how to use it. I don't really know how to use it.
Yeah.
And there's people behind me going, dude, just pay with the credit.
Pay with cash, please.
She knows how to work the cash.
Exactly. So Google Wallet failed, right?
Didn't
do good. Then fast forward a couple of years, Apple comes out with Apple Wallet.
Apple Pay.
Yeah. Apple Pay killed it.
Yeah.
Right? They put a huge media campaign behind it, lots of ads, lots of commercials. So Android has came back. Android Pay.
Okay.
New improved Google Wallet, faster, more secure, more flexibility, more functions, and a direct competitor of Apple Pay.
Appreciate. But no advertising campaign.
They never do. For what?
Yeah.
For what? The smart thing about Android is they don't need to.
Yeah.
Samsung will handle that.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the one difference between Android and Apple. Apple has to because it's their software, their device.
Right.
With Android, they can leave their device manufacturers to do all of the promo. I've never seen an Android commercial that wasn't tied to a device.
Yeah.
Ever.
Absolutely.
And that's my news.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought so.
All right, I have a couple of reviews. This first one is five stars. And this is Bob E. LeBlanc. He gave us five stars. He says, highly informative for constantly changing SEO environment and entertaining. I don't know.
Shitney Houston?
Does that mean anything? And it does say five stars. Literally hashtag five stars. That's what Mr. LeBlanc typed out. I don't know what Shitney Houston is.
Yeah, maybe you're taking a crack. Maybe
Whitney Houston? I don't know. Punch in the face. Anyway, man.
Appreciate you.
Great.
He asked the question too, right?
Well, the next guy, Brian Laubig, says, "Hi guys, since you're always begging for reviews, I decided to leave one on your Facebook page."
We just ask. This is the difference between asking and begging. It's like, I really, really need you to do it.
Right? I'm going to be honest.
I really need you to do it.
I'm going to be honest. If we weren't getting, I would be begging.
We'd be begging.
But we are getting them. So he says, "I would love to hear you talk about the different strategies you might employ when trying to optimize a website for local search versus a website that doesn't have a local presence and wants to rank now." Nationally.
Great question. First off, some of the things you would do locally, you're going to do nationally anyway, right?
Yep.
So, for example, if you have a brick and mortar location, even though you provide this product or service nationwide, you still need to verify that profile. You still need to do all of those things that you would do locally. The only thing you don't need to do is, frankly, geotag your pages.
Yep.
So, in that case, when you're writing titles and meta descriptions and things like that, no need to optimize those for a specific location. Why? Because you target the whole nation.
Yeah.
But instead, you do want to make sure that you leave it vague.
Right.
In purposes like that. So you can target the whole nation. And probably the main thing you want to do is just make sure that you set your target as the United States inside your search console. And then that way, Google understands where you're targeting.
Yep.
So I would at least start there. Obviously, there's a whole bunch more things you could do. Like, you know, you could consider addresses and locations in specific cities and the whole different
Google
path
make,
you
can go. Like, okay, so number one advice, make sure your Google My Places, Google My Business is 100% complete.
Complete.
Right? If you're going after a logo, make sure Google My Places is 100% complete and that it's got five reviews so that your stars show up.
Yeah.
Hopefully you run a good business and those reviews are stars. All right. So, and that's the same Brian Laubig. He did give us a five-star review. He says, "The eWeb Results Podcast has become one of my favorite shows on iTunes, and I listen to a lot of podcasts." So cool.
That's what's up.
These guys are incredibly knowledgeable and funny as well, which makes it a winning combination. I'm an SEO pro myself, but I almost always learn something new in each broadcast. I think they spend a little too much time begging for reviews, but that's what the 15-second fast. That's what the 15-second fast-forward button is for.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's not worth writing a bad review or even decreasing our stars by one.
Yeah.
He says, keep up the great work on your way to serving 1 million customers. Shout out from Washington, D.C.
Punch in the face.
And he's right. He listens to a lot of podcasts. He's written over 54 reviews on Facebook. So different podcasts. All right, next.
Hey, this Ben, punch in the face.
Yeah,
Ben, appreciate it.
Not big. Next is Ben Crowell. And it literally is 5 stars. And that's it. Next, Kelly Coulter.
Oh, that literally is all it is. That's enough.
So here's a punch in the face to Kelly Coulter.
Overhead punch. Oh, Kelly. I remember Kelly. What's up,
Yeah,
Kelly?
We're probably going to, she's probably going to engage us to do some consulting for her. I did not tell her I would give her a discount if she gave us a 5-star review. She did that on her own. and this is from 3 days ago. And the title is, These Guys Are the Real Deal. And it is 5 stars. Lots of marketers touch on SEO or want to think of it as an afterthought. These guys get it, and better yet, they know how to fit it into the big internet marketing picture. They talk about SEO and how it relates to conversions. They talk about testing. They talk about reporting, and they give real world examples. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks for sharing your talents.
Yeah,
punch in the face, Mrs. Hope.
It's a results bounce for that one.
That's pretty awesome. All right, and that is the reviews that I have and the news that I
have. I got some patiffs.
You got a patiff?
I got one good patiff. This might have been the same person you said. Bailey Wallace, hit us up on Twitter at GatorFamilyBJJ. Hashtag punch in the face at eWebStyle Podcast. Hilarious content filled show. Hashtag SEO. Man, thanks in the face to you, Mr.
Punch
Wallace.
In the face.
Appreciate you following us, and a good punch in the face to you. All right, and that was the only punch in the face that I had.
All right, so that is the potatoes of our podcast. Time to get into the meat.
Man, today's meat comes from Ken Lyons and the good guys over at Search Engine Watch. He says, 7 content growth hacks to help drive more qualified traffic. So we're talking 7 tips, really, that you can do to your current content to drive more traffic. So let's dive right in. Number one, he says, freshen your content. And we talk about fresh content all the time. We talk about how really that sweet spot for content is making sure it's fresh, making sure it's relevant, then making sure it's original, right? And if you can have all 3 of those things, then you got some pretty good content. And so what he's saying is freshen up your content. Matter of fact, Ken goes on to say that content that gets updated tends to perform better in organic search engine results than dormant content. He's absolutely right. He goes on to say, so he gave even some tips on how you can freshen up your content.
All right,
which
that's
is pretty
awesome.
Cool, Ken. He says, number one, omit the dates in your URL file path. Great tip. I did this on one of my other sites as well. If you have an older site and you've been posting blogs since, I don't know, 2011, and now you're trying to redesign and revitalize your site, dude, remove those dates so people don't automatically assume your content is outdated. He also says reuse your annual post. This is actually a tactic I use with my church. We have events that happen every year. Maybe you have events that happen every year, and that event has the same title. The only thing difference is the year. Then you should not write a whole new post for that review. You should not write a whole new page for that event. Recycle the previous page because it already probably built some links. It already has a certain set of value. And that way, all you do is go in and freshen the content on that existing page. Change your date, republish, reshare, repost. I can dig it, Ken. Reusing your annual post. I would ask this. Post consistently. If you're talking about fresh content, the easiest way is to post consistently.
Yep.
Set you a schedule where I'm going to post twice a week, twice a month, every other week, however you're going to do it. We tend to post twice a month, depending on which package you're on.
Right.
But post consistently. And I would also say this, update your static pages. A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
When you consider freshening up your content, we've spent a lot of time talking about blog posts and things like that, which is really new content. But touch up your existing content, that old About Us page, that services list, that products page, that FAQ page that you haven't added new questions since you launched your site. Update it.
Yeah.
Rewrite those questions. Improve your answers. Update your About Us page. Add those new years you've been in business since when you originally wrote it. Add links, right, to LinkedIn and things like that.
Right.
Bios and images.
Hey, there's probably a new social media that didn't exist when you wrote the article. Why don't you add the link to that?
Exactly. Update those static pages on your site. That can go a long way.
By the way, that reminds me, if you've got a plugin that does social and you've updated the plugin in WordPress, be mindful that it may have some of the new social platforms that didn't exist when you first installed it. So make sure if you've added Instagram or if you added Pinterest, go in or whatever you've added, make sure that you've got the right link to your profile on the admin section.
Definitely. Number two, he says, promote other people's work. He says, including the thoughts or writings or even products of others in your content adds a layer of built-in distribution. Anyone featured in your content is incentivized to help share it because promoting your content, they're promoting themselves as well.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely right. This is an old tactic and it still works to this day. Anytime you can include somebody else in your post, then you give them the kind of the will or the want to go in and share it and promote it to their own list of people. I'll say this, promote other people's work, especially when they're not direct competitors. Right, this is somebody who you can really line up with. Yeah, maybe y'all have a similar product or service, but for some reason you guys aren't direct competitors. Maybe you do residential, they do commercial, or whatever it is. Promote their work.
Yeah,
that's a great opportunity for link building, by the way. I say this, promote manufacturer content. Maybe you're an AC company and you provide AC installation services and you primarily use Trane or Goodman or whatever your choice is. Promote their content because they're likely blogging, they're likely pushing articles, they're likely posting case studies and things like that of their products that you sell. That's great content that you can promote. I would also say this, and lastly, when promoting other people's works, use affiliate links if you can, especially if it's a product and you have the audacity to include this product in your post. Why not get paid for it?
Right.
Why not put an affiliate link to some Amazon or to their site or whatever affiliate program they have? So at the very least, since you're promoting that product, if you happen to get a click, then you can get a little scratch for it as well. Exactly. Number three, he says, buy some traffic. Duh. He goes on to say, now, ironically, I like the fact that Ken highlighted the flip side to buying traffic.
Right.
He says, the flip side to buying traffic is that you're not earning it by actively building relationships in the community.
Right.
He says, so the traffic is generally a little lower value. The engagement scores aren't ideal. Less time spent on the site, high bounce rates, no deeper visits. What's more, once the budget runs out, the traffic does too. He's mostly right on that.
Right.
I will say sometimes you can get high value and high engagement from paid traffic as long as you're doing it right.
Yep.
But for the most part, he's right. Usually paid searches, people kind of recognize their ads and they don't engage as they would had it been organic. I will say this, it also depends on the type of paid traffic.
Right.
So we're talking promoting content on your site and maybe you're pushing blog posts or new services and things like that, then you may not want to go into Google AdWords or being ad center. Instead, you may want to do like some Facebook boosted posts. You may want to do some promoted tweets. Those are a lot cheaper in regards to promoting a blog post.
Yep.
Right? Because you don't want to create a huge budget just to promote a blog post.
Right.
You really want to use a big budget when you're promoting products or a service. But if you took the time to freshen that content, to write this long content post and it has value, you should boost it. You should promote it, tweet it. So that way it could gain some traction, gain some mobility, and begin to go viral for you.
Viral stuff takes those first visitors,
those things.
Right?
So. Exactly. So number four, he says, go local. He says, people enthusiastically share and distribute content that touts their city, town, state as tops or best or something, even if the source is kind of dubious. And he's right. People love their city. You know, if you...
Even if you're in some bad city.
Exactly. That's my bad city. You know, and if I see the name, I'm subject to click the link and read the article, and I likely share it if I agree.
Yeah.
And so I would say this, before you just go local... Like, take it a step further. I wrote, participate in local. Then go local.
Right.
So maybe you are a brick and mortar business. Get with the local school, with the local church, with the local grocery store. See whatever events they're having. How can you contribute? Can you donate? Can you sponsor? Can you assist? Can you volunteer? Right. Put your face in the place. Let them see you. Document how that event went. Then... blog about it. And maybe on that blog post display pictures from that event.
Right.
Maybe you quote some of the people you mentioned. Maybe you even link to some of the people who were there.
Yeah.
Now that post has some value because you're not only talking about it, you actually participated in it, and that way it has a lot more value. The people who see that post will remember that,
right,
and have a higher likelihood of getting shared, especially if you added those pictures and videos and things like that that you took from the event. So he's right, go local, but I would say participate in that local first, then go local.
Yeah,
right,
for more impact.
For more
number
impact.
Five.
Number five, he says, recirculate older content. Good one, Ken.
Did you say that already?
Yeah, we talked about remixing it.
Okay.
But no, this he was saying freshen up your existing content.
Okay.
Now this is different. Freshening up is just updating it. Recirculating it is literally putting it back in your marketing machine.
Maybe boosting it, man.
Exactly, yeah. And getting that whole content recirculating. He goes on to say, for content to recirculate, I recommend that you target anything that's already been successful, such as articles with high shares or high engagement, such as pages per visit and time spent on the page, and usually a lot of comments. And he's right.
Yeah.
I would say this. Before you just begin to circulate previous popular posts that they had, freshen them. Yeah. Revisit step one. Right? Update those posts with whatever newest information is had, so that way you won't get spammed. Right?
Even if that's a section at the end that says, you know, article updates or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. Or not even that. Maybe there's enough things that have happened that's worth creating a complimentary post beside that one.
Right.
You don't necessarily have to reshare that one, but you can create a spinoff of it,
yeah,
that has similar content, similar, you know, discussion topics, but newer information.
Yep.
And then share that one. And frankly, tag all the people who commented on that one. Say, hey, look at this update.
Yep.
Right? It may be worth even going to the comment section on that old post and adding another comment to link your new one. Well, why would you do that?
Or just add a line on the bottom of the old post, yeah.
Yeah, but the reason I would add that comment is because everybody who commented on the first one all gets that notification, yep, that, hey, there's a new comment, and this comment is from the publisher. And then when they read it, it'll say, hey, check out this new article I wrote.
Yeah.
They'll likely go do it. Number six.
Six.
He says, publish on popular topics, right? He says, one surefire way to drive more qualified traffic to your site is to target popular topics. Audiences have already demonstrated that they want and value this type of information. Duh, we all do. If it's popular, I need to know. Yep. I need to know the latest basketball score. I need to know the latest thing that happened at the Oscars. I need to know what happened on reality TV. Whatever is popular, we want to know.
Yeah.
We've literally been trained to want to know.
Yep.
This microwave on-demand industry has conditioned us to want to know immediately.
Right.
And so he's right. You should publish.
Good line, by the way.
Heard that?
That was good. Yeah.
But this industry has conditioned us to do that.
Right.
And so you should publish content on popular posts. I'll say this, though, but don't just spin it. Right, don't just take what's ever popular and then repurpose it because everybody else is doing it, because then what, there's no value for you.
Right.
You have to update it.
Add
you have to
something.
Add your spin,
yeah,
to it. You have to give your take to it. And frankly, if your take is let's say of an adverse
controversial
opinion,
yeah, yeah.
Compared to all of the other posts, then even better, because
yeah,
you will likely get likely go viral faster. You,
yeah,
get more readers because there are more people who probably believe just as you, who didn't post it and they can't find anything about it online that has the same thought process.
And I think there's one phrase that covers the other side of the audience that will continue to follow you, and that's haters gonna hate.
Yeah, haters gonna hate, and so be it. Because at the end of the day, as long as they hate
traffic.
Exactly, they're talking about that. Over there, they'll share your content hating,
yeah,
on you. Y'all read this.
Yeah.
Please. Link to it.
Dislike me. Like me.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And so publish popular topics. And the last one.
Number seven.
He says, amplify your referred visits. Right? For my Google Analytical people out there. He says, in many cases, referral traffic can comprise a sizable percentage of your visits as well as generate leads and traffic. He's right. He's absolutely right. Usually when you look at Google Analytics, I realize that referral traffic,
right,
tends to have a higher engagement.
Yep.
They spend more time on the site. They look at more pages. The bounce rate's lower. They convert higher. Right? Referral traffic.
They came for a reason.
Yeah. And so anytime you can identify where your referral traffic is coming from, then you need to amplify that. Figure out where they're coming from and then go back to those sites and see what you can do over there. Like, I don't know, adding the comment I was referring to earlier, or maybe tweeting the owner of that post, the writer of that post, and say, thank you for doing this, or suggesting some sort of update or anything like that. But anytime you can increase the amount of referral traffic you get, the better. And that was it, man.
Well,
so punch in the face to Ken. Yeah, seven great 7 content growth hacks to help drive more qualified traffic. Punch in the face to you, Ken Lyons.
All right. Do we have any what news? Any wrap up?
I have some blank stare news. Blank stare. I do have some blank stare news.
All right.
Yeah.
It was blank.
Blank. I'm glad we used Sprint. So this blank stare goes to T-Mobile, right? So they got hacked.
Okay. Yeah.
They got hacked. 15 million T-Mobile users, all the information got stolen. Credit card numbers. No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. There was no billing information, right. But it was social.
Social.
It was phone numbers, addresses, contact information, socials. Yeah.
Wow.
Luckily, it wasn't billing information.
Yeah. Yeah.
But come on, social. Just I might want you to have my card number more than my social.
Yeah,
I can dispute that.
Yeah, you know? I can cancel my card.
Exactly.
I can't cancel me.
My social. It's a process, a long, tedious, hard process to get a new social.
Son
so, come on, T-Mobile. I'm going to need y'all to be a little bit more careful.
And it does, we've mentioned this before. Some clients are like, look, I've got a website. They're in a niche market. They're probably going to get 200-300 visits a month. And like, how do I know my site is protected? And I'm like, T-Mobile just got hacked.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you very few things. I can just guarantee you that their internet security staff and budget is significantly higher than what you're paying us. So we just do the fundamentals. We try and make sure that your high school hacker can.
Well, I wouldn't even say we do the fundamentals because I think we do one
thing that
I haven't seen nobody else do.
And it makes a difference.
Yeah, I don't even know if I want to share that with y'all but yeah, we do one tactic that prevents your WordPress site from getting hacked.
Yep.
Real talk.
It's a really good tactic. All right. Well, look, if you're looking to grow your business with the largest, simplest marketing tool on the planet,
the internet,
call eWeb Results for increased revenue in your business. Our phone number is 713-592-6724.
I put that up here.
Yeah, we do consulting. We do search engine optimization.
SEO,
we do pay-per-click.
Custom website design, newsletter management, social media marketing.
We do stuff you've never even heard of. CSSR, you heard of that? Instant callback, you heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Call us to find out what it is. We do have a referral program. So if you have an internet marketing customer, you send them to us, they pay their bill, we pay you. So that's pretty awesome. Remember to tune in to Up Social Live on Tuesday because we will be broadcasting in the follow-up of the Microsoft announcement. And remember, we were filmed live at 5999 West 34th Street, Suite 106 in Houston, Texas. A transcript and the video of this podcast are available on our website.
eWebResults.com.
Is eWebResults.com. Hey, thank you guys. We are the most popular SEO and internet marketing podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, on the known planet. That is because of you all. Thank you so much for tuning in and making us, giving us reviews and asking questions and making us the most popular podcast. We really appreciate you. Until the next podcast, my name's Chris Burris.
Charles Lewis.
Bye-bye for now.
Highbrow, highbrow, tamely, gamely, headed my way, cool as mountain snow, girl, glow, girl, pining, shining, needing some play. Where have you been all my life? Something pure yet so refined, I'm gonna she's gonna set me free. In my daydream, she's my fantasy. If I find her, I die happily.
Balance check.
Balance check. Balance check.
Balance check. 1, 2. We live. Let's see. SEO Podcast 293. EWeb Results, that's where you can find me pointing and clicking to get your leads up. If the site don't convert, then you need us. Turn the volume up. Let's get to it. Chris Burris, can't forget about Charles Lewis. Hold up. All right.
That was good. 293.
293, man. Yeah.